You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In an earlier blog, I listed the 12-step process you should use to develop a winning bid. And in my last podcast, I talked about step 5, pricing. If you missed it, visit my website. So in this episode, I'm continuing the series with steps 6 and 7, which are your service solution and your management solution. And yes, they're different. So here we go with step 6, the service solution. Your service solution outlines how you're going to deliver the product or service, as well as the type and specifications of the product or the organizational structure and the processes for the service delivery. Knowing what the solution is at the beginning of the proposal process makes it much easier to develop the written proposal response. Without it, your written response won't be as effective. It'll feel more like boilerplate, or you'll need to rewrite some of it after you've finalized your solution. The solution itself must effectively match the strategy, the client needs, the compelling examples, and the explanation you provide to demonstrate why your solution is the best. Sometimes your solution will be developed in parallel with the writing. While this is far from ideal, if you have to do it this way, carefully manage the process so the right information is available for the written response as it's needed. So how do I know this? I learned it the hard way. We were writing a proposal response for a service without knowing the final organizational structure or exactly how the service would be delivered. Generic processes and information with placeholders were included in the proposal at first, which meant a rewrite was necessary just before submission to align the writing with the final solution. This wasted a lot of effort, used up time we should have spent fine-tuning the response, and left a lot of room for errors. So to make an effective and compelling written proposal, you need to describe how the service will be delivered and why it matters to the client. This must be done at the beginning of the process to take full advantage of an effective proposal writing process. While most RFPs require you to respond to requirements based on specific service levels and performance or technical specifications, some proposals ask for service options and suggestions for efficiency and lower cost. These are some of the better RFPs. This is your opportunity to provide alternatives that may be more attractive to the client and make you more competitive. If the client hasn't asked, and unless they specifically prohibit it, you should propose alternate service options anyway that might be attractive to the client. There may be services they haven't considered, or a different way of providing the results they want, including the financial model. Do this in addition to the client's stated services and scope, with any related costing clearly identified as optional. This could include a proposal for the basic requirements the client has asked for, as well as either an increase in scope or absorbing other contracted services, for instance, which might enable you to provide more scope for less cost than the client spends on multiple providers. It may also be beneficial to propose a reduced scope that still meets a client's basic requirements, partly if you know cost is an issue. Sometimes the requirements the client documents don't actually reflect real conditions. Of course, the more you know about the client's business, the better you'll be able to propose alternative service solutions. So now step 7, the management solution. In addition to the service solution, you should also provide a compelling management solution that goes beyond the technical approach to your service and meets or exceeds the client's requirements. Whether they formally ask for it or not, make your management solution clear by specifically addressing the customer and supplier relationship, how you'll manage the service or product delivery over the life of the contract, including things like quality assurance, auditing, reporting, and client interfaces. More extensive RFPs include questions that cover this. If they do, put as much effort into answering them as you do for the service solution or the pricing. The reason the client issued an RFP is to get the best solution, not just a price. How you manage the service is important to the overall solution. And consider your technical solution and pricing approach in addition to your understanding of the client when developing the interfaces, management, reporting approaches, and other service management tools that will be part of your proposal. This must be of interest to the client and attract them to your overall service solution. For a service, particularly when it's key support to the client's core business and success, the relationship, accessibility, culture, reporting, quality management, supplier relationship management approaches, and other things should be really well developed and proposed in a way that enhances your offerings, provides benefits to the client, and gives them a very comfortable feeling about working with you. So there we go. I've just covered steps 6 and 7 of the 12-step process. In my next podcast, I'll deal with step 8, using style sheets for consistent writing. And your best solution is to ask me questions or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact info is on the website. I'd love to hear from you. This topic comes from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, available online at Amazon. To help your marketing staff or trade association, contact me directly for volume discounts. And don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and proposal review services. And thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.